insurance. Joining me now on the phone, our friend Carol Wood, Lansing City Council member. Good evening, Carol. How are you?
Good evening. I'm a little tired today, but I'm hanging in there.
I wanted to talk about that. Folks who don't think city council members work hard need to get a clue, I think. You folks were in meetings and in votes until midnight or later.
Yeah, it was 12:30 before we left last night. So, and we had been in meetings. I had meetings most of the day yesterday, and we started in at 5 o'clock with a public safety meeting and went strong, as I said, until 12:30. So it was a long meeting.
Well, it was a very long meeting. Out of that meeting came a new ordinance for the city of Lansing regulating medical marijuana businesses. Tell us, well, the vote was a 5-3 vote on passing this new ordinance. My understanding, yours was a no vote. What are your concerns?
Well, originally and still were my concerns for F and F1 commercial. That was not part of the original ordinance. I still had an issue with that. Some of the changes that were made to the ordinance that we had out there was the grandfathering clause. Now the current medical marijuana establishments are grandfathered in for 1 year. They have to meet all the buffering requirements and be in the proper zoning as of July 1st, 2012. If they're not, then they would be required to move. Also, with that was there was a provision that had no consumption on premise, including the fact that educational purposes, that had been added in there, that was deleted from the ordinance. And if people need educational training on how to use the medical marijuana, then that's something that the caregiver and the patient need to work together to work through that. I think another interesting piece of the ordinance was that a cap was added, meaning the number of licenses that we'll be issuing. And I know the next question you're going to ask me is, what's that cap? Well, we haven't decided yet.
I was going to say, I did a little homework. I know you're meeting next. The Public Safety Committee is meeting, my understanding is, next Thursday to go over that and a couple of other issues.
Actually, this coming Thursday.
Oh, I'm sorry. This Thursday.
Yeah. This Thursday we'll be meeting, and we have the licensing fees for that we'll be establishing by resolution, as well as deciding what the cap will be, the number of licenses that we will be allowing out there. We've heard a number of different proposals as far as the cap. Ann Arbor has done it by population, and what they've said is no more than 20 licenses in Ann Arbor. We found out that San Francisco, with 750,000, only has 25 current licenses and another 10 that they'll issue, so they'll only have 35 licenses. So there's a number of variety of different ways to look at that, and we'll be listening to the public as well as the attorney to see what those recommendations are.
Now, doesn't the city of Lansing already have 48 operating medical marijuana dispensaries?
You're correct. Currently, we do. One of the things that when we did pass the moratorium that was said early on in passing the moratorium was that did not give someone the right to continue to be in any location or to be there based on the fact that they were there currently. Once we went through the licensing portion of it, they were going to have to go through that process. So anyone who's currently there or new licenses will have to meet all the guidelines of the licensing.
Now, last week, at the end of last week, there was a press conference downtown in front of Lugnut Stadium asking the city council to extend the moratorium. How serious were discussions of that?
Very serious. We asked the city attorney to do a lot of research on that, and even up until 5 o'clock, there were a number of us hoping that we would have a little more time to do that. As you heard just earlier, a cap was one of the things that have been added, the amount of licenses that we're going to give out. Well, we weren't able to set that on Monday just simply because we didn't have enough information. So that's why we're having another meeting on it, and it would have been nice to have had that additional time to work through this, but the city attorney indicated that we absolutely couldn't do that.
So, yeah, because I understand there were some legal issues with a delay, or at least the thought that there were.
Well, the question with the delay had to do with whether the ordinance with a moratorium that had a July 1st sunset on it, whether that would turn around and based on that sunset, if that went in, was repealed, then what was out there to govern us, and there wouldn't have been anything at that point. And as the city attorney has repeatedly said, it would have been the wild, wild west. Anybody could have ended up setting up their business.
And of course, the budget, this medical marijuana issue has grabbed a lot of headlines, but the budget is serious issue, and contracts and negotiations with police and fire are ongoing as we speak, I understand.
Well, actually, both police and fire, the non-supervisory police unit, have come to an agreement and have a memorandum of understanding. The fire department is able to save 23 of the jobs that were slated to be laid off. There will be 11 firefighters laid off. They also will have two fire stations that will be closing, and that's the one on Jenison and the other on Todd in the Barnes Avenue neighborhood. The police department, the non-supervisory, this is the patrols, the detectives, those officers, they were able to save 8 positions there and will actually be laying 34 police officers off. The non-supervisory unit, which makes up our sergeants and lieutenants, are still in negotiations. Teamsters, we were able to save 10.5 positions. There were 10.5 that were slated to be laid off, and all of those were saved through negotiations. And one that was critical for neighborhoods was code compliance. We will be saving 2 code compliance officers that make an impact with quality of life. So,
Well, yeah, this clearly is not over. The budget deadline is July 1st as well.
Correct.
And so there's a little more wiggle room here to work towards that. Does it look, the budget has to be balanced, so we'll get there.
Well, the budget is balanced currently. There was, $3.3 million that was set aside in a control account, and of that $3.3 million, labor unions were supposed to come up with matching concessions, and they have managed to come up with $2.7 million in concessions. So that's where we are right now. So that's dollar for dollar. We will be taking $2.7 million out of the control account to match those.
Well, it's such a complicated process, Carol. I thank you for walking us through this. And literally, you're on your way in, less than 15 minutes to a fundraiser.
Yes, absolutely. It's that time of year again. We're up for re-election, and so we're working hard.
Very good. It's at, can I say where it is?
Yes, no, not a problem.
It's IBEW 665 at 5205 South Pennsylvania Avenue, and come in and meet and greet with Carol and her friends and supporters.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I appreciate it. As always, Carol, thanks for the good work, and we look forward to talking with you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Very much.